26 for four. Captain's out there batting in the middle. Must have felt like just a little bit of pressure.
No, a little bit. Almost a case of thinking to myself that I was almost hoping that the wicket wasn't as bad as the game against Warwickshire, and it proved the case. We found the game against Warwickshire, obviously, it was quite difficult throughout the innings, and people coming into bat with quite a high rate to achieve in the chase found it very difficult. So again, the partnership between myself and Neil Dexter was quite crucial, but obviously aided by the guys at the top who got us off to a good start.
But to put it into perspective, I mean, that was a wonderful spectacle in itself, but having lost five games, lost two at the start of this competition, a third defeat would have nearly been terminal at this stage in qualification from the group. So to produce something like that against a strong one-day outfit was extraordinary.
Yeah, we'll take huge confidence from this. Very proud of the guys, the way they held themselves together today, simply because we've had such a low month, and the fact that they've stuck to their guns and stuck to what we do as a side and kept believing in what we do as a side really held us in good stead tonight.
Where does that rank for you?
Certainly right up there. I mean, I've never been part of such a low month in my career, and again, for young guys and a couple of the senior guys to stand up today, it certainly ranks right up there.
I mean, once that century was brought up, you really unleashed as well, and against Dilshan, who was the man who was obviously a centurion earlier in the day.
Yeah, that was certainly the plan. We felt if we could get it down to under 50, under 40, and then obviously take maybe advantage of the short boundary, either one of us, that would have a good chance of finishing with a couple of overs to spare. And given the fact that we put on 150, 160, I think we had the licence to take it on.
And for your season, I mean, it's 50 you're averaging in the county championship, and another massive knock here, one of the best of your career. Your game must feel as though it's in top form at the moment.
No, it feels really good, and it's great to see. You know, we've a huge month ahead of us here in August with a lot of one-day cricket, and then leading into the one-day series, and then back it up with championship cricket towards the end of the season. I think this is a really important month. Guys aren't used to playing so little cricket. We're very privileged with the schedule that we have. We're not really used to that, but again, it's crucial that they get time away from cricket and a fine balance between the training as well. So it's a huge month, and hopefully a month that'll bring some silverware.
The 2020 has been tough for a couple of years for Middlesex, but this is a competition they've been consistent in, and looking at the squad, you certainly feel there's no reason why this team can't qualify and then take it from there.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, one of our huge strengths over the last few years and when we've had a success has been that we've stayed quite level-headed regardless of the results. It's a great strength to have as a side, that regardless of the result, we stick true to what we believe in and what we think we'll win games. So long may it continue.
Somerset next week, and then trips to Hove and Durham. They're not going to be easy, but obviously nothing is really when you want to win a competition.
No, absolutely not. And again, this week we've had our own challenges here, playing on a used wicket, and I hope to start with Gotta Kent and use or adapt to the surface there and continue with the confidence that we've had.
Well done.
Obviously you're a ton of Brisbane earlier this year. Is this above that? Obviously different kind of settings and your
setting. No, I don't think so. I think that was quite special. Well, to me anyway. I mean, I haven't had a huge amount of success in Australia. Got injured the last time we were down there, and found it quite difficult to score in a losing side. But again, I think that knock in particular is probably the best in my career. But again, this isn't far off.
That over against Mika seemed to be a turning point as far as not only kind of cutting down the work you had to do in that last 10, but also kind of taking apart one of their bowlers who would have come back looking to kind of keep things down. Was that calculated from the beginning when he started? Were you like, this is the over that needs to go?
No, I mean, I got a couple of bad balls. I was quite lucky in that over and managed to capitalise on them. But, I mean, in retrospect of the game, they went in with three front line seamers, and again, me and Dexy, with the partnership they had, we were trying to get the third seamer, the guy who opened the bowl in this end, back onto bowl, because again, he was their least experienced bowler. So we felt if we could do that and maybe get after Mika or Mahmood, they would have no choice but to go to him. So again, it was calculated, and again, we did get some bad balls and managed to capitalise on them.
How have you enjoyed the captaincy?
I've loved it. I've had a great time. Again, we've had some challenges here at the club, as you do as a captain. Nothing's ever easy, but again, I've really enjoyed it. The most recent captaincy stuff I've done has been with England, which again is a little bit easier, because you get help from all all forms, and in a way it's a little bit simpler because you're dealing with guys who are performing at the very highest level and deal with different issues.
And have the likes of Buck and Dexy been helping you out? Any advice?
Yeah, Buck has been brilliant. So has Dexy. Again, their experience is brilliant for me as a captain. I've only done it for a few years now, so again, I've really enjoyed it.
How do you, obviously, we saw out here how you like to captain aggressively. I mean, is that your preferred style?
Yeah, it would be. Like, given opportunities, you get a feel for the game. And I think one day cricket in particular, I play quite a lot of it now, and I can recognise certain periods that you need to be attacking or you need to sit back. So again, I think that comes in quite useful as a captain.
I imagine you must have felt the same as the side bowlers were feeling when Dilshan was.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Dilshan put on a great display. He's a wonderful cricketer and has been for a very long time. So again, to be on the receiving end of that was harsh for our bowlers. But again, to get a win and chase down 286 has been great.
And looking forward, you say you want to go well in the competition. What about your personal ambitions for this competition? I mean, do you set yourself run targets?
Team ambitions come well over personal ones. Again, if we're in the latter stages, I'll be a very happy man.
You had a punishing schedule the last few weeks. Obviously, this victory today is going to lift everybody after a bad run of results. Is it frustrating now you've got to wait a week now?
No, absolutely not. I would not complain about having a week off. The guys can go away and have some time off and get away from cricket and come back fresh. Again, it'll feel quite strange from coming back fresh, but it'll be great for their cricket.
Is it important to tell them to go away?
Yeah, absolutely. Everybody's used to coming in and netting and bowling every day and having that feel for the game. So, again, emphasising the time away from cricket is crucial.
How do you get away from cricket?
I'll go away somewhere. I haven't decided yet. I'll look at flights tomorrow, maybe. See where I go.
Is that just your way of switching off? Just go and lie on the beach, or
yeah, buy a pool somewhere. It'd be quite nice.
Lastminute.com. That's the one.